following is a presentation of the Michigan Sports Network.
Wednesdays on the Huge Radio Network are presented by the Michigan High School Athletic Association. You can follow everything about high school sports 24/7 at MHSAA.com, at MHSAA on Twitter, and MHSAA on Facebook. Wednesdays on the Huge Show are presented by the Michigan High School Athletic Association. What's up, Michigan? It is our number two on an NFL Draft Eve broadcast. Tomorrow it all begins in Detroit, runs Thursday, Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. Go to DetroitLions.com. They got all the info where everything is happening. That's at DetroitLions.com. I do have Jeff Risden from Lions Wire and Draft Wire, which you can follow on Facebook, Twitter, and online, part of the USA Today Network. He'll be in Detroit downtown tomorrow for the draft, Friday in the War Room and the Media Center at Allen Park. Coverage, Lions Wire, Draft Wire all weekend long and year-round when it comes to Lions, the NFC North, and also the NFL. Speaking of the Lions, beyond the first round, and when you look at seven picks currently on the board for the Lions, the needs, this isn't a secret draft unless they shock us and move up or disappoint people in attendance and trade down. But you look at offensive line depth, you look at possibly a younger speed edge rusher, you look at a corner, you think about a possession big wide receiver, somehow those needs get filled between picks 1 and 7.
Yeah, I would hope so. And they have first, second, they have Minnesota's third. They don't have their own. They traded that for Carlton Davis. They don't have a fourth. They have a fifth. They have 2 sixths and 1 seventh. And so just in recent history, 58% of all day three picks get traded at some point. So don't get used to them being where they are right now. They will move around. Every team moves around on Saturday. That's what they do. That's why that day takes forever to get through. They need, like you said, I would add in, they need a safety pretty badly, especially now that Kirby Joseph just revealed that he had hip surgery and won't be ready to go until training camp. And hopefully he's ready to go at training camp. Didn't go into what exact nature of his injury was, but they got to get somebody else there because remember that right now their starting safeties are Kirby Joseph and Ifeatu Melifonwu, who has missed 1/3 of the games since he's been in the NFL and has been a durability issue going back to his days in college. So, and their backup is Brandon Joseph, who was undrafted last year out of Notre Dame, Northwestern before that. So they need safety help too. They will get that on day two, day three, somewhere in there. There's a lot of guys that they can look at. It's a good deep draft, not top heavy at safety at all. So, you know, there's a lot of guys that they can get in the draft on that. But for their first couple of picks, I think you're looking at offensive line, whether it's a tackle that can also play guard, guy like Jordan Morgan out of Arizona, Kingsley Suamataia from BYU, probably just a tackle only, Panay's cousin, you know, or a guard who can also play center because, again, they need depth everywhere on the inside. But, you know, whether it's Zach Frazier from West Virginia, who I think is probably their leading candidate to be in there, maybe Jackson Powers Johnson, although heard mixed reviews on him from team interviews, not just the Lions but around. Like, he's didn't do as much to help himself in the interview process as I think we would have thought he was, and I love the guy.
How do guys hurt themselves in the interview process?
They'll come off as cocky or
know-it-all,
and uncoachable, not like they don't fit in with the team culture as much. That was true. If you go back to the Hutchinson draft, Kayvon Thibodeau was like that. A very talented guy, and he's turned into a pretty good player for the Giants. He just didn't fit with what the Lions were looking for. And I've gotten vibes about that from with JPJ, with some other teams. I haven't necessarily heard that from Detroit, but he's not going to be for everybody. So, you know, it's tough to say. Cornerback. Look, Brad Holmes has found cornerbacks throughout the draft, going back to his days with the Rams. The middle rounds, like 2, 3, 4, are where he's really hit cornerbacks in the past. So I would expect something there. I don't know if they're not getting if they're not trading up for a cornerback, there isn't a cornerback at 2029 unless it's Cooper DeJean from Iowa. He's a very interesting one, and he is probably one of my leading candidates to be the Lions pick, whether they're picking at 29, whether they move up to 23, whether they fall back to 30. I don't think he'll be there if they fall back, but he's a guy that certainly is a profile similar to Brian Branch a year ago, in that he's an outside corner, but a lot of teams think that he's going to be a safety in the NFL. He can play in the slot. Oh, by the way, he's the best return specialist in the draft, outside of Malik Washington, who's a wide receiver from Virginia that I hope that they get later. Guy's a wizard with the ball in his hands. So he makes a lot of sense if they're not in on the first two cornerbacks that they can, if he's there, they got to strongly consider taking him because, again, their secondary needs depth, and they need premier top flight talent. They don't necessarily at cornerback. They don't really need depth at cornerback. They need a guy who can start, like, that's better than Carlton Davis, that's better than Amik Robertson, that's better than Khalil Dorsey. And that's, you're not getting that in the third round. You're not getting that in the second round. So if you want your upgrade at cornerback, I almost think that if they don't get a cornerback with their first pick, they don't really need one. You know, they've still got Stephen Gilmore from last year. Remember him? The super skinny, but played very well. I would lean more towards safety at defensive back then, if you're not getting one in the first one.
Jeff Risden, Lions Wire, Draft Wire. Follow both on Twitter, Facebook, online, part of the USA Today Network. One of our Lions NFL insiders in studio. You have a Lions comment or question, you can join us on the Honolulu Blue listener line, 1-866-838-4843. That's 1-866-838-HUGE. Offensive line. Starters look great. Skipper signed another smart offseason move.
Absolutely.
To provide depth. But they have to address that in the draft at some point.
And especially when you hear that Taylor Decker had a bone removed from his foot so he can practice. And that wasn't his only surgery.
And he got ragged now with the toe, which it's
with
amazing.
The
with the medical technology, they can't do anything, right?
That it is crazy. And
is it like just a untreatable turf toe? Is that what it is?
It's beyond that. But yeah, that's the root of it.
Have surgery or nothing in there?
It's a very extreme case of turf toe is the long and the short of it. It's actually medically beyond what turf toe is. And as somebody who suffers from turf toe in my right big toe, and I've had it for 30 years, it still hurts.
Really?
I can tell when it's cold in my foot every morning. it's not pleasant, and mine's nowhere near as bad.
You look at your toe? Do you lay in bed and like look at your toe and talk to each other?
My toe will talk to me.
Your toe's like, it's going to be cold today, Jeff.
No,
wear a jacket if you're going into the huge show.
I'll just say, though, like if you look at my feet and nobody would want to look at my feet, no, my wife certainly doesn't want to look at my feet.
You need to go get a pedicure. There's nothing wrong with a man getting a pedicure.
No, there's not.
Your feet will feel better. Trust me. I get a pedicure like every month.
But my right, you can tell a very big difference between my right toe and my left toe.
I need to get that
sponsor. You do need a pedicure sponsor.
I do. I need a pedicure sponsor.
I need one of those places.
They're great. They got the even the machinery. When you first go in, when some guys, they look like they got...
Oh yeah,
they might like be a chainsaw with you. They got like
the pumice stone thing.
They do. They work on it, and it's kind of shocked some of the ladies who are sitting there going, you know, or they got the potato shaver where all of a sudden they're shaving your feet and it looks like they're making French fries.
That would be mine. I need to go to one of those places where they have the carp that eat your feet, like that eat the dead skin off your feet. I want that.
I think it's probably in an alley in Taiwan. I don't know.
Might have to go to Singapore or something. I don't know.
Go Hong Kong. Yeah, what do you want? I just stopped in to get a pedicure, but it ate my big toe that tells me now I won't know if it's cold anymore.
That'd be good. But like, so the foot injuries, like they have serious long-term.
To the point that Reg now contemplated retirement
very seriously contemplated retirement. I know there's a lot of people that don't believe that. Believe it. He was ready. But he's going to give it another go. And like,
is he one more year and done, you think? Unless the toe feels
better? You have to take that threat very seriously. And who's their backup center? Graham Glasgow. Who's their starting left guard? Or starting right guard?
Zeiler?
Zeiler's going to play left guard, but he's on a one-year contract. You've got Coyote Alshika and Colby Sorsdahl as your depth. I need more than that. Sorry, I need
Skipper,
more than that.
Who I love him. The guy's he does whatever he's asked to do, right?
Yeah, but they don't want to play him on offense other than as an extra tackle, where he's He is the best extra tackle in the league.
That's why I go, if they don't do my dream scenario of trading up to get Mitchell or Arnold, that almost feels like an offensive lineman that could be a starter at 29, right?
Yeah, and again, Jordan Morgan of Arizona is a guy I know they've looked at, and he fits. He definitely fits what the Lions are looking for. Suamata Ia is an option. If Amarius Mims somehow falls, I personally hope they would pass on him. That guy scares me, but he's got the physical profile that they would like. If you want to go inside, Zach Frazier from West Virginia is a really good one. I don't think Graham Barton is getting past Pittsburgh. The Duke left tackle who's projects at center. There's guy like Dominic Pooney out of Kansas is a guy that you got to know on day two. There's just like weird little pockets of players that you go through.
You concern me a little bit that when you talk about that lack of a depth of potential starter depth, that the trade up might be to get an offensive lineman more than to get that corner that we're talking about, because you said they're serviceable at corner right now.
Yeah, if they're not getting a top flight corner, there's not a lot of point in getting one this year.
I agree with that.
Because it's not.
That's why I said trade up for Mitchell or Arnold, right?
Yeah, and like there's a lot of, I understand there's a lot of fans that are very interested in guys like Max Melton and Ennis Rakestraw. I'm like, Melton missed 26%
of his tackle attempts. When you talk about it, that's a flag for me. That might be the injury side of this, with Decker, the bone removed, and the toe for Ragnow, and you know Zeitler on a 1-year deal. Yeah. That might, if there is an area of concern, if I had to list areas of concern on depth right now, it would be O-line with the Lions.
Definitely, because their offense, Ben Johnson's offense, does not work without a great offensive line. And that helps Jared Goff that much better. But that also, the fact that they can run out of so many different formations because their linemen are good at run blocking. They're capable in pass protection. They're capable of doing intricate little, you know, coordinated maneuvers. Give Hank Fraley, their offensive line coach, a lot of credit. But Ben Johnson tailored the offense specifically to have a great offensive line. And if they don't have that, you know, that's a house of cards that's falling apart very quick. And then you need your defense to win games. Is their defense winning them games, Bill? I don't think so.
Well, what about that defense with Davenport, with DJ Reader in the middle now, with better coaching on the D-line and the secondary?
Yeah.
Are they strong enough across the front four right now on defense?
I would love to see them add another big body on the inside. Reader is at his best when he's playing like 50 to 60% of your snaps. You don't want Hutch plays too much. And I say that, you know, as somebody who cursed Willie, why is he not in the game in that San Francisco game? They took him out for a series and San Francisco scored. I'm like, why is he not?
Because he missed some tackles in that game, didn't he?
Yeah.
Purdy. They made Purdy look like he's Lamar Jackson.
They did.
He had like three scrambles on third down, I remember. I don't have the stat chart in front of me, but three that they're still in the game. And this is the second half.
Yeah.
Where,
it was frustrating.
Oh, and they just missed him. They had him for either TFL tackle for a loss, a sack, or had him for a short game where there would have been a punt or field goal attempt, right?
You got to finish those off. And some of that goes back to also.
So Davenport, was that a good pickup?
If he's healthy, yeah. He's worth the risk. But this is a guy that's struggled to stay healthy. Reader's going to be very good. I don't think Lions fans have a great appreciation for how good that guy is and how consistent both Reader and Zeitler, and I've covered them both in prior stops. The play-to-play consistency with those guys is unreal. Like, they don't have bad plays. They don't have. They might not have great plays, but you're never going to see them be like, "Oh, this play fell apart because Kevin Zeitler missed his block, or DJ Reader wasn't where he was supposed to be on the interior line." Like, that just doesn't happen with those guys. And I think that stability is something that, especially on defense, that they crave. Because look at who they had at the nose tackle last year. Benito Jones, who might not make the Dolphins this year. What was his name? Bugs.
Isaiah Bugs,
Bugs was very hit and miss. He improvised. Can't do that. Levi Onwuzurike, who knows what they got with that guy. So they need... I would like to see another big guy that they can rotate in. A guy that I know that they've looked at is Evan Anderson out of FAU. That's one of your sixth round picks, maybe your fifth round pick. That's not a position where you need to take a guy early. But you can Jordan Jefferson out of LSU. He gave me the best answer I've ever had to an interview question. I asked him, sell me on you as a Detroit Lion. He's like, look me dead in the eyes. Like, you will never run through the A-gap again. I'm like, I want that guy. Give me him.
They probably told Campbell and those guys in an interview process at some point, right?
Yeah.
Same thing.
And he's a sixth or a seventh round pick. Started out at West Virginia. Has a little bit of pass rush skills, but sold, man. They can get that guy late, but they need somebody in there. Edge, your edge depth depends on how you feel about Josh Pascal and how you feel about James Houston. If you like those guys, you probably think you're going to be okay. If you have questions about either of those guys, they probably need to add somebody in there. I don't think I have a very good feeling that they're not looking at that with their first pick. Now, I'll throw this out there. Darius Robinson, he's an interior lineman, folks. He is Josh Pascal. He is more John Kaminsky. He's 288 pounds. He's not playing standing up outside. He's just not. I know he did a little bit at Missouri. He is bulked back up some from when he was down to 281. He's the guy that you would be playing inside, or if they go to a five-man front, he's your third guy. And they experimented with that some last year. I expect we'll see more of that this year, now that they have a coach that can actually coach it, because they didn't last year, to your point about the coaching upgrade. So he's an interesting one in that he would make Pascal move outside more. And I'm not sure that that's the solution that you want. But then James Houston's a big wild card. The final six games of his rookie season, he was sensational. The rest of the time he's been in Detroit, he didn't make the team as a rookie. He started out as the first team at the beginning of training camp last year. He was running with the threes by the end of training camp last year. So that's a variable. You don't know what you got in him. And then he got hurt. So I wouldn't fault anybody for wanting Edge more. I will say I don't think the Lions see that as big of a priority as what a lot of fans do.
It's interesting. And Jeff Risden, Lions Wire, Draft Wire, one of our Lions NFL insiders, talking about the draft on the eve of the NFL get-together in downtown Detroit. Jeff will be there with the USA Today team with coverage. He's going to talk to Hutch and St. Brown tomorrow. The huge show. We'll be broadcasting live 3 until 6 from our private party at the Caucus Club, which is less than a half mile from the NFL draft stage. We'll be there, 313 Bash with David Gregory, NFLPA certified sports agent with Bull Rush Sports Management Company. They're based in Grand Rapids. Marty Boer, the Michigan Sports Network, huge show. And also great marketing partners who have stepped up, including Coppercraft Distillery. They bring you Honolulu Blue in a can, 21 and up. Blue Raspberry Lemonade Vodka, available in stores all across Michigan and Ascot at your local bar, pub, or restaurant. Also, our friends from the Tullymore Golf Resort in Canadian Lakes, Michigan. Matt Golden is the CEO and also GM. The Tullymore 18 is open. The St. Ives 18 opens up this weekend. Book a stay-and-play package or a tee time right now at TullymoreGolf.com. And Josh Garvey and the team from Dorn Mayhew, one of the world's top accounting, CPA, and business firms. Their worldwide headquarters in Troy. Josh heads up the GR office for Dorn Mayhew. Thank you for your support of our 313 Draft Bash private party. We do have our five huge show listeners and their guests who will be there. We'll be breaking down the draft between 3 and 6 tomorrow. Jeff will have continuing coverage, Lions Wire, Draft Wire, part of the USA Today Network. Look for them on Twitter, Facebook, and also online. So after hearing you, Jeff, talk about the O-line and the interior of the D-line, those are legitimate concerns on depth right now.
Yes.
It would be more depth. So I don't know in terms of depth if you're going to use a first-round pick on depth. That's right. Going to come in the later rounds,
and
correct?
That's the question that you have with – so if you're going to get a starter out of this draft, it's either going to be a cornerback, maybe a wide receiver. That's those, and maybe a safety if you get one early enough that can beat out either Iffy or Joseph, and those guys, there are guys in this draft that can do that. And that's probably it. I just to nip this, I don't think they're drafting a kicker. I just don't. They need one. They've promised that they will have competition for the money badger, but like Joshua Cardy out of Stanford, Will Reichard, Arkansas's kicker is really good. Like there's some good kickers in this draft. I kind of don't think that you need to draft one though. I think they're gonna wager that they can get one after the draft, and I kind of support that. I personally hate drafting specialists. That's just a personal thing, but I think that Brad Holmes shares that. So
yeah, we'll see that first round, or will they trade up, and could it be a shocker of a trade to get a starter on the O-line? Could it be the DBs, Mitchell or Arnold, or do they stay at 29 and then just take the best athlete available? That tall wide receiver possession guy, you know, with Reynolds gone, that's an open position right now.
I will say this. Lions. Did you see the picture of Donovan Peoples-Jones? He looks Hulk-like. He has rocked himself up. He's got a shot at winning that job on his own. Don't forget about Antoine Green from last year, their seventh round pick. He's a big guy. He's got to learn how to catch the ball and run at the same time. That's something that he didn't do very well in North Carolina, but they have potential there, and they like that potential. So I don't know if like Xavier Leggett out of South Carolina is a guy that I really like. I'm not sure that the Lions feel the same way about him. I think they might be looking more for the Luke McCaffreys of the world in the middle rounds, the Malik Washingtons, a guy who can be always open and run after the catch, I think is the type of receiver that they're looking for. The bigger, the better. McCaffrey's not all that big. Malik Washington he's short, but he's not small. He's 5'8" and a half and about 205 pounds. Was the nation's top return man last year. And keep that in mind. The way that the NFL has changed the kick return, that's an important position again. And the Lions don't really have that guy.
Oh, yeah, with the new rule coming, they're going to do the UFL, XFL kickoff. So if you have speed to get to the outside or make some guys miss early.
Guys with vision and acceleration, and that's Malik Washington in a nutshell. That's Luke McCaffrey. Luke McCaffrey was a high school quarterback. He's Christian McCaffrey's brother. He can do it all. He's a guy, by the way, that because he does have that quarterback background, he can be your emergency quarterback. And you can get him in the fourth, fifth round. Really good guy, super polished. You can tell that his dad played in the NFL. You can tell that his brother played in the NFL.
Another brother played at Michigan?
Yeah, he did.
How many McCaffreys are there?
There are four of them.
Wow. All have been great athletes.
Oh, they're ridiculous. Well, dad was a great athlete. And mom was a great athlete.
Olympian athlete or something.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
Jeff Risden, Lions Wire, Draft Wire, follow both on Facebook, Twitter, Eve of the NFL Draft in Detroit coverage with the USA Today team, with Lions Wire and Draft Wire today, tomorrow, Friday, Saturday, post-draft analysis and through the offseason with the Lions, because before you know it, we'll be to May next week. You'll get the OTAs, the mini camps, and next stop will be training camp at the end of July in Allen Park. It's a quick off season.
It goes fast. Rookie mini camp is in 2 weeks after the draft. So,
yeah,
good times.
Follow everything. Lions Wire, Draft Wire, Rizzy in studio. We'll have another segment coming up. You have a Lions comment or question, you can join us on the Honolulu Blue listener line, presented by Coppercraft Distillery, Honolulu Blue. 21 and up. If you're a Lions fan, look for the Honolulu Blue and Silver cans in stores all across Michigan, or ask for it at your local bar, pub, or restaurant.
From Detroit to Petoskey, this show is huge.
June 23rd, the world's most notorious rock band is coming to Soaring Eagle Casino. Motley Crue. Girl, girl, the Crue. Part of the Soaring Eagle Summer Outdoor Concert Series. Tickets start at $54 and are on sale now at the box office and online at etix.com. Party hard, then take a ride on the wild side. Motley Crue. Sunday, June 23rd at Soaring Eagle Casino and Resort.
Bill Simonson here for my good friend Josh Garvey. Now, he's a managing shareholder at Dorn Mayhew's Grand Rapids office. Their world headquarters are in Troy, Michigan, on the east side of the state, and they have locations all around the world. They have over 550 motivated accounting professionals, 90 years in business, and I mentioned the 10 offices worldwide. So if you want to connect and partner with one of the top CPA accounting and business firms in the world, they're right here in Michigan. Dorn Mayhew's Troy office on the east side of the state, and Josh Garvey is a managing shareholder for their Dorn Mayhew GR office. Right there by the S-curve, you'll see the new Dorn Mayhew sign. You can find out more. Just Google Dorn Mayhew. That's DoreNMayhew or Dorn.com. They're one of America's and the world's top CPA accounting and business firms. They're Dorn Mayhew.
Imagine this, winning big at Soaring Eagle. The food district is now open. There's something for everyone. From Bubba Coo's Burritos to Bonanno's New York Pizza Kitchen to Guy Fieri's Chicken and Ike's Lovin' Sandwiches. Savor every delicious flavor at the all-new Food District. Only at Soaring Eagle Casino and Resort. Your getaway. Reimagine. Visit SoaringEagleCasino.com for complete rules and details.
Huge here for my good friend Drew and the crew at Impact Power Sports. Now they're located on 14 Mile Road in Rockford, just north of Grand Rapids here on the west side of the state. They are Michigan's newest Yamaha go-to golf cart dealer. Now, if you're looking for a golf cart for the neighborhood, the business, the golf club, maybe that second home or the lake, stop by and see Drew and the crew. They can hook you up today at Impact Power Sports. They also have e-bikes, quads, side-by-side, yard toys for the big boys and the big girls. Anything you need when it comes to power, they have it at Impact Power Sports on 14 Mile Road in Rockford. Also, if you want a shot at winning Lomas Brown's Lions golf cart, a custom-built Lions golf cart, text IMPACT to 21000. That's IMPACT to 21000. And you could win Lomas Brown's Lions golf cart this summer from Impact Power Sports and The Huge Show.
You're listening to The Huge Show on the Michigan Sports Network.
We are back on The Huge Show across Michigan, 19 radio stations strong. For the one close to you, go to thehugeshow.net. Superfly Hayes is our executive producer. NFL Draft kicks off tomorrow, 8 p.m. in Detroit. Roger Goodell will be on the stage in the Motor City. The Huge Show will be live at our 313 Draft Bash. I'll be previewing the draft 3 until 6, about 3/10 of a mile from the NFL Draft main stage at the Caucus Club. 313 party being presented by David Gregory, certified NFL PA agent, Bull Rush Sports, a sports management team based in West Michigan, Marty Boer and the Michigan Sports Network, and also The Huge Show, and our marketing partners from Coppercraft Distillery, the Tullymore Golf Resort, and Dorn Mayhew. Atwater Brewery providing the Big Pick beer. How about that? A specialty beer made for draft weekend with Atwater Brewery. Big Pick beer. Like that.
Sounds good.
Yeah, with a Honolulu Blue from Coppercraft Distillery and a Big Pick beer, maybe as your choices. By the way, speaking of beverages, one note before we get to the NFC North impact on the draft this weekend. And Caleb Williams at 1, will the Vikings trade up? And what type of quarterback will they get? How it impacts Lions and the Packers and the rest of the NFL North and NFC. I'll be serving up Honolulu Blue and shots of Flying Ace Whiskey, the peach and the black cherry tonight. The Lymphoma Leukemia Society Tacos and Tequila fundraiser. I'll be a celebrity bartender. And the only thing I'm serving up, nothing else. You have a choice between Honolulu Blue, blue raspberry lemonade and vodka, Honolulu Blue and silver can, and you have shots of Flying Ace Whiskey's peach and black cherry that you can buy tonight. And then when you buy a drink, the tips, all the proceeds will go to the Leukemia Lymphoma Society here in West Michigan. That will be at NOCO Provisions, which is off of Cascade and Forest Hills Drive in Ada / Grand Rapids Township on the east side. Begins tonight at 6 p.m. It is $55 to get in, and that includes the taco bar that NoCo Provisions is putting on. They'll have great live auction prizes. I think I'm going to raffle off a pair of really good Lions tickets. We won't know until mid-May what game, but Lions tickets, giveaways, and more. I'm one of 8 celebrity bartenders tonight, but I made it easy. I don't have to mix up anything. Okay.
I'm serving up
cans of Honolulu Blue from Coppercraft Distillery and also shots of black cherry and peach, and it's really good Flying Ace whiskey. So there you go.
That's a good one. If I didn't have other plans, I would be there. That's a great cause, by the way, too.
Yeah, the cause, first and foremost. I want to thank Kane Arnold from our flagship station, 96.1 The Game, and iHeart West Michigan for including me, and I look forward to it. I'll be there tonight, so if you want to join us, NoCo Provisions, Cascade and Forest Hills Drive in Ada. It begins at 6 o'clock, and all the proceeds benefit the Leukemia Lymphoma Society of West Michigan. Stop out. You can bet on the live auction prizes. You got to buy tickets limited. I think it's only 200 tickets. So I have the link at Huge Show on Twitter, The Huge Show on Facebook. Well, the NFC North, the impact of Caleb Williams going number one, possibly the Vikings trading up to get a quarterback, or they draft a quarterback. Is this a good thing for the Lions? Because their window now is open, and that window could be 4 to 7 years. Who knows? Because the Lions are on the younger side of, let's say, the last window that was open for Buffalo and maybe even the Philly window. The NFC North having possibly 2 rookies starting at QB, Chicago and Minnesota. I believe that's good short term for the Lions.
Yes, specifically in 2024, because they're like, even if they're very talented, and I will just say this off the top, CJ Stroud last year is better than either Caleb Williams or anybody that the Vikings can take.
But a lot of people didn't see that coming, right?
No, because he went to Ohio State, and Ohio State quarterbacks suck. Like, that's just the reflex.
You're talking in the NFL.
Yeah.
And at times in college.
And at times in Columbus, too.
Yeah, it's a two-way street.
It is.
It is.
But I like that. I like the fact that the Lions will have some opportunities to take advantage and exploit from inexperienced quarterbacks that are coming into new systems. And I will say Chicago has done a really good job of creating as good of a landing spot for a rookie quarterback as they can. And if they can get a playmaking wide receiver tight end out of it, there's a lot of talk that they're considering moving up. There's a lot of talk that Brock Bowers from the tight end, calling him a tight end is limiting. The weapon from
Georgia. He's a Kelsey-like weapon.
He is. If Sam Laporta was faster, he'd be Brock Bowers.
Yes. And I think if Aaron Rodgers and the Jets get him, that would be huge. And that's at, what, 10?
They're at 10.
Right, yeah.
Yeah, he's a good player. And I love Sam Laporta. And I like Sam Laporta as a draft prospect, but Bowers has higher-end potential than that. And we just saw Laporta.
If they draft Williams right now, I can see why the Bears are thinking about trading up, because if you're going to roll with Caleb Williams as your franchise QB, what are his weapons right now?
Right, you got DJ Moore.
Who's solid.
He's,
NFL
he's a good
veteran.
Player. Yeah, but yep. They need some help for him. They need a legit counterbalance to that. That's the whole concept of why the Lions went up and took J-Mo. They needed somebody to balance the field from Amon-Ra St. Brown, who just got his big extension. They might still need that, depending on your thoughts on J-Mo. I'm confident that J-Mo is going to take a step up with a full offseason.
Well, he already did towards the end of last year.
We've talked about that before, yeah. I'm good there, and I think the Lions believe that too, which is why it would surprise me if the Lions take a quarterback early, or I'm sorry, a wide receiver early. They're not taking a quarterback. That would be flabbergasting.
Were the Packers a fluke last year, and with what they lost during the offseason, what they gained, how much of a competitor are they for the Lions in the NFC North this year?
They're a variable, because Jordan Love wound up being better than a lot of people thought he would be. Their young receivers are growing into something, but they lost some offensive line. They lost some defense. If they hit their draft picks this year, they're going to be tough. They are certainly to be considered a playoff team. but I don't think that they have the top caliber talent that the Lions do. And I don't think that they have the strength in the trenches that the Lions do. So the Lions are better, but you cannot overlook Green Bay. And I tell you what, if Minnesota hits on that quarterback, they're good. That's a good football team.
They have some weapons.
They do. They absolutely do. And that, I think that Justin Jefferson situation will resolve itself. They got to get a pass rusher. They're missing that, but they're good. And
look how well they played without Cousins.
Exactly.
I think if they had, when you were on a couple weeks ago, and I've said this almost every week, if Cousins would have been healthy the entire season, that would have been a dogfight for the Lions, not to make the playoffs, but to win the NFC North.
Yeah, and it's going to be tough to win it again. This is probably the best division top to bottom in football. The last place,
is it really?
Last place team in the NFC North is going to have 7 or 8 wins. Like they're,
you think the rookie quarterbacks are going to have that much of an impact on the Bears and Vikings?
The Bears are the tough one because they haven't done a whole lot else to add this offseason other than what they got coming in the draft. But they drafted very well last year, very well. And they brought Montez Sweat back. I think that was a brilliant move for them. I hate.
How'd the Lions not go get Sweat or Chase Young?
That was.
Both of those. Come on. We wouldn't be talking about the edges right now. You'd have Sweat or Young and Hutch on the other
Sweat,
side.
Sweat was the one that bothered me because I really,
how'd they not go make a play
guy
for him?
Always liked that guy. But
there's not a lot to complain about when it comes to Brad Holmes.
No, but the NFC North is going to be really tough. That's why it's imperative for the Lions to keep rolling and to get through this window while they can. Because look, man, you don't want to underestimate your opponent. That when that happens, you're the Dallas Cowboys. And look what's happened with Dallas; they're falling apart. There's a chance that Dak Prescott could get moved this weekend.
Who would he get moved to? The Raiders, maybe? Would that be a possible
Raiders,
destination?
Denver gets brought up a lot. Though they have a first round pick, they don't have a second.
Yeah, it's worked with bringing in those RPO type QBs. Russell Wilson experiment worked well in Denver. We'll see with Dak. Rizzi, yeah. I got to get to a network
all
deal.
Good.
Fantastic stuff today. I look forward to following you all weekend long tonight, tomorrow.
It's going
to
be
Friday and Saturday.
Be a great time down in Detroit. Yeah. I encourage everybody, if you can get there, get there. Special real quick shout out tonight to the guys that are going to the Fit for a King concert in Grand Rapids. I wish I was there, but it'll be my vendetta.
I love your music. I love your music passion. It's fantastic. Jeff Risden, follow Lions Wire, Draft Wire on Facebook, Twitter, online, part of the USA Today Network, at Jeff, RISDON on Twitter. We'll talk Monday and look back at the draft.
Sounds great. Thanks.
All right, Jeff Risden in studio on this Wednesday broadcast. Superfly Hayes is our executive producer. Remember, tomorrow, our draft preview show, 3 until 6 from our 313 private first round draft bash at the Caucus Club in downtown Detroit, less than, I think, a third of a mile away from the NFL draft stage. We're there with David Gregory, NFLPA certified sports agent, and Bull Rush Sports, along with Marty Boer and the Michigan Sports Network. The huge show, proud to be a part of that. It's private, so you can't get in. We already gave away our VIP bracelets. We do want to thank our marketing partners that helped make this happen, including Josh Garvey and Dorn Mayhew, Coppercraft Distillery, and also Matt Golden and the team at the Tullymore Golf Resort in Canadian Lakes, Michigan. Tullymore's 18 is open. St. Ives 18 opens up this weekend. Book your tee time or stay and play package today at TullymoreGolf.com.
Everything huge 24/7 at TheHugeShow.net.
We're teeing off our 10th year at the Meijer LPGA Classic for Simply Give. Get ready for the best tour yet to help neighbors in need while enjoying golf, food, and family fun. Join us June 13th through the 16th at Blythefield Country Club for fabulous food, Discoveryland for kids, and of course, elite women golfers from around the world competing to help feed our neighbors. Get your tickets now at MeijerLPGAClassic.com.
Huge here for my good friends from Flying Ace Whiskey. Now it's an American-made whiskey bottled right here in our great state of Michigan. And Flying Ace Whiskey has partnered with the Folds of Honor Michigan chapter to help Michigan children of men and women injured or killed in combat, and also the children of our first responders who are injured or die and making the ultimate sacrifice while serving and protecting. And there's a simple, easy way for you to donate with that money going to the Folds of Honor Michigan chapter. Look for the Flying Ace Whiskey Bottle Neckers on bottles all across the state of Michigan here over the next couple of weeks, and you can donate, and that money will go directly to the Folds of Honor Michigan program on behalf of Flying Ace Whiskey. And also, Flying Ace Whiskey has put up 4 scholarships for the children. Flying Ace Whiskey, an American-made whiskey, taking a lot of pride in America. Look for it in stores and pubs all across Michigan.
Hey, Michigan, let's go big. I'm Herman Moore, Lions All-Pro wide receiver, and I'm talking real big-time winning on the hottest slots and table games on one incredible app, Eagle Casino and Sports.
Sign up now and get up to $1,500. That's right. We'll match your deposit for up to $1,500, and you'll get 100 free spins.
Eagle Casino and Sports. Made in Michigan. Made for Michigan.
Must be 21 or older and in Michigan to play.
Huge here for Van Andel Institute Purple Community. Now, they're a grassroots fundraising network powered by the volunteers who support VAI's mission to improve health now and in the future. Learn more at purplecommunity.org.
You're listening to The Huge Show on the Michigan Sports Network.
We are back on The Huge Show across Michigan. Wednesdays always presented by Mark Ewell and his team at the Michigan High School Athletic Association. Remember, you can watch live and on demand boys and girls high school sports 24/7 at MHSAA.tv. That is MHSAA.tv. Next segment, John Vanderwall, former major leaguer, one of our Tigers, MLB insiders, will join us. Tigers are playing some great baseball. They are, man. Hitters are starting to step up. John will break it down with me during our final hour here on The Huge Show across Michigan. And speaking of the Tigers, we're doing weekly Tigers tickets or ticket giveaways via text. Just text Tigers to 21,000. That is Tigers to 21,000. All you have to do is do it one time, and you'll be in every weekly Tigers ticket drawing through May. Just text Tigers to 21,000. And the winners will be notified and sent their tickets via text. That's Tigers. Text that to 21,000. And if you're looking for Tigers tickets for select games in April and May, and you want to save 15% off each ticket. Think about if you're taking a big group down and you could save 15% off of each ticket for select games in April and May. Go to tigers.com/huge show. That is tigers.com/huge show. 15% off of select games, April and May at tigers.com/huge show. And if you want to watch Tigers games all spring, summer, and fall, stop by your local Brand Steakhouse and Grill. They have 2 happy hours every day, 7 days a week. 2. One from 3 to 6 and the other from 9 to midnight at all Brand Steakhouse and Grills. You'll find a Brand's in Bay City, Brand's in Caledonia, Brand's in Holland, Johnny Brand's in Granville, west of GR, Johnny Brand's on Leonard off of 131 in downtown Grand Rapids, and also the Brand's in Caledonia and the Brand's in Cascade. Mike Brand Sr. has that location just east of GR. And Liz Brand Stegeheis and Sean Stegeheis and the crew have the Brand's at 44th and South Division in Wyoming. So whether it's the draft this weekend, Thursday, Friday, and Saturday, Tigers games, NBA playoffs, Stanley Cup playoffs, PGA Tour, and more, stop into your local Brand Steakhouse and Grill. For the one close to where you'll be this weekend, go to brands.com. And remember, 2 happy hours every day, 7 days a week at all Brands locations from 3 to 6 p.m. and also from 9 until midnight. 2 happy hours every day, 7 days a week at all Brands in Michigan. For the one close to you, Go to brands.com.
Big, bad, huge.